with SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason. The storm named Debbie has claimed an eighth life, bringing down a tree on a home near Greensboro, North Carolina. A 78-year-old woman was killed. The storm continues its trek up the East Coast, unleashing flooding or flood threats from parts of Virginia and Pennsylvania to New York State and New England. Former President Trump calling for three debates with Democrat Kamala Harris. Harris has agreed to one, September 10th on ABC. As far as Mr. Trump is concerned, abortion not a key issue in this election.
The former president told a news conference that after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion has become much less of an issue.
I think the abortion issue has been taken down many notches. I don't think it's a big factor anymore, really.
However, Vice President Harris has made access to abortion a central theme of her campaign. Trump claimed that everybody is happy that the issue is now being addressed by state governments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats' vice presidential nominee does not align with mainstream American values. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson says Kamala Harris has picked a left-wing running mate.
Tim Walz is a far leftist. I mean, he's giving sanction to socialism. He thinks it's a great idea. He says that we ought to have sanctuary cities and that illegal aliens ought to have driver's licenses. I mean, this guy does not line up with the values of the American people, and I think this is a very telling thing because they have a pro-Hamas wing in the Democratic Party, and she was afraid she'd start a civil war in their party. That's where we are. The objective facts cannot be overlooked.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on This Week on the Hill starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. And watching Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red so far. The Dow is down 121. This is SRN News. The Biden administration studies puberty blockers.
Townhall.com reports that millions of taxpayer dollars being spent by the National Institutes of Health to discover the, quote, mental health benefits of giving confused children puberty-blocking drugs to allow them to live as they ought. A trio of large hospitals are also helping NIH with its research. They are Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, and Chicago's Lurie Children's Hospital. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Ohio says a state law that bars sex change operations on children can go into effect. The American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio says it will file an immediate appeal. The law bans surgeries and hormone therapies for kids unless they are already receiving such therapies and it is deemed a risk to stop by a doctor. The Franklin County judge upheld the law after it was challenged by the ACLU. This is SRN News. Danger in the kitchen.
Samsung is recalling more than 1.12 million electric ranges used for stovetops after reports of 250 fires and dozens of injuries. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, these slide-in ranges have front-mounted knobs that can be activated by accident if humans or pets unintentionally contact or bump into them. That poses a fire hazard. The recalled ranges were sold between May 2013 and August 2024 online at Samsung.com, as well as in retailers nationwide, including Best Buy, Costco, Home Depot, and Lowe's. Keith Peters reporting.
Hall of Fame golfer Chichi Rodriguez has died. His antics on the greens, along with his inspiring life story, made him among the sport's most popular players during a long pro career. Chichi Rodriguez was 88. More details at SRNNews.com.